Welcome in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, continuing this Wednesday show. Excited to have our next guest in. Former Ole Miss quarterback Jordan Ta'amu joins us. And now also, we can just add this to his resume, Kansas City Chiefs going to be in the same quarterback room as Patrick Mahomes. Boom. Jordan, great to have you on, and congrats on the news with Kansas City.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we talked about having you on a couple of days ago. Don was like, "Yeah, let's get Jordan on," and then we found out that you were going to sign with the Chiefs before you did. So we just kept that little secret, and we're glad to have you on after that news broke.
Yeah, thank you. It was great news, honestly, and yeah.
So, what was your reaction? You get your agent call you. How did that all go down?
Yeah, so after the season ended, my agent said, hey, just keep an ear open if teams call or something. And he said, I'm going to be reaching out to teams, and teams are probably going to be reaching out to me here in a few days. And we kind of just waited. And as soon as the XFL made an agreement with the NFL, had teams call my agent, and kind of came down to two. And the Chiefs looked like a better situation for me to be in. And what better way to do that than to be with the champs. So,
well, yeah, the champs and Patrick Mahomes to be in the quarterback room with a guy like that. And I'm fortunate enough. I got to watch a lot of your games working the sidelines when you were at Ole Miss with your nasty whiteouts that you got to throw to. But kind of explain to people maybe, and I know a lot of people got a taste of your game watching the XFL, and it was a pretty popular thing, but give those that maybe don't know a ton about your game kind of a look into it, what you do well, maybe kind of a similar skill set to Patrick Mahomes, and how cool it's going to be in the same room with him.
Yeah, so my whole life I've always been a dual threat guy. I love running, I love throwing, mainly throwing, but when I have to run, I use my legs, and that's the beauty of any offense I'm in, especially with this offense coming up. My whole life it's been spread, no huddle, get down, pass the ball, spread the ball around. So that's kind of been my offense. And being able to do that with the Chiefs, with Coach Reed, Patrick Mahomes system, I feel like it's a huge blessing for me, because I'm going to continue playing my game and spreading the ball around and using my legs when I have to, and being that quarterback. And I always looked up to Patrick Mahomes and the way he played. So being able to be in the same room, same team, it's a blessing. So going to learn, going to pick his brain, going to do the best I can to follow his footsteps and see what I can learn.
Quarterback Jordan Ta'amu, our guest here on 3HL. Don mentioned the nasty wideouts. My goodness, that offensive skill position group you guys had at Ole Miss was unbelievable. Now you're in the NFL. We got a good look at A.J. Brown here, D.K. Metcalf, Dawson Knox. There were other guys as well. What was that like knowing I can throw it to literally NFL talent no matter where I look?
Yeah, that's been my mindset the whole time I was at Ole Miss. I knew every receiver, every tight end was talented, and I knew they were the NFL talent since the day I met them. Just how big they were. So just kind of throwing to them and really practicing with them kind of made me more confident in myself, more confident that I can go play the next level. And went to the combine with them, everything, and didn't get drafted. But I knew in my head, I knew I'm an NFL talent guy. I'm an NFL quarterback, and I'm going to just keep working. Houston gave me a shot during preseason. Didn't get much reps there, so they released me, and the XFL called and gave me another opportunity to play football. I said yes, and that's kind of what stood out to me, was that I just needed more experience. I was a young quarterback coming out, probably the youngest guy, and most NFL teams wanted more experienced guys, a lot older, and I think that's what I needed, was the XFL. And thank God that they gave me a call and gave me a chance and believed in me. So going out there, showing that I can play in a professional league, that I can still learn and that I can still develop. So definitely playing with DK, AJ, Dawson, DeMarcus, all of them kind of helped me out throughout this whole process and throughout this whole journey. So,
Well, let's hit a little bit on the XFL, just because we all watched it. I feel like everybody was kind of all in on it. What was it like to play in that league? I mean, from my standpoint, from a media standpoint, I loved the openness of it. I love the fact that, you know, you're getting interviewed after you throw a touchdown or an interception, or, you know, we loved the access in that league. What was it like to play in that league? Although, unfortunately, it was short-lived because of what's going on in our society right now. What was it like for you to play in that league?
It was an awesome experience. You know, it was new, it was different. And I liked it 100%. The fan base behind every city was amazing. And it showed, like, in the media. And I think the XFL did a good job professionally kind of bringing that out there. And just playing in it, getting interviewed right after you get off the field, you're trying to breathe, and cameras are in your face. And it's just a whole other ball game. But I loved it. It was a great experience. I felt like fans were getting more involved just because they're understanding it. And that's what the Expo was about, was just really the love of football, really showing fans what's going on and what's happening. So, it was fun.
Jordan Ta'amu, our guest, quarterback, former Ole Miss player, also St. Louis in the XFL. As he said, a cup of coffee with the Houston Texans as well. It's funny, we were all sort of sending messages. Your demeanor, how humble you are, you remind us a lot of a guy that just spent a lot of time here, Marcus Mariota. He was a little bit ahead of you in school. I know, Don, is, I guess you guys have talked about this some in the past. You lived on different sides of the island, so maybe you weren't close. But was he kind of a role model for you and other guys like you who were playing quarterback and playing football in Hawaii?
Yeah, he's been a huge role model. Just seeing him play in Oregon, I think that was every kid's dream school, was to play at Oregon, because he did. Just me, McKenzie, and Tua Tagovailoa, we kind of all grew up together and kind of threw around each other and kind of looked up to him, Marcus Mariota, and the way he puts himself out there. He's a good guy. I only met him twice, and that was like during like a passing camp in Hawaii. So really didn't have anything with him, but yeah, I just always looked up to him, just the way he played, the way he held himself, and the way he's a leader. So.
Well, now three of you will be in the NFL. Two is set to get drafted as well. Did you see the tape he put out yesterday or 2 days ago? Pretty good movement there in that little 10-second clip.
Yeah, like the one working out. Yeah, I saw that.
What kind of quarterback do you think he'll be in the NFL?
Well, I think he's going to be a great quarterback. You know, just a good lefty. He's always been that quarterback to always run and make plays at the same time. So I think it's going to be.
Jordan, I'm curious to get your take on A.J. Brown. You mentioned him a little bit. I'm sure you weren't surprised to see 52 receptions, 1,051 yards, and 8 touchdowns. He averaged 20.2 yards per catch. Just a phenomenal year for that guy.
Yeah. Dude, AJ's been the truth since the beginning. And I've been telling everybody that. And I got the opportunity to throw with him and watch him make plays. Well, while I'm just out there just throwing the ball, and that was kind of like my job. I knew he was going to make plays from the jump. Him and DK are doing a wonderful job, even Dawson. But yeah, just seeing him with the success he had, I'm not surprised at all. I knew he was going to ball out.
I know when we had Dawson Knox on, I think over the summer, and basically he was like, yeah, watch AJ. Not one person can bring him down. You know, it's always going to take two or three. So we'll hit you up for some inside stories or anything about AJ Brown that maybe we don't know about. You got any inside stories from there in Oxford on AJ?
I don't know. He's basically everything he puts out on social media and everything he is in person. He's a great teammate, and one thing, he always wants the ball. So if you give him the ball, he'll make a play, and that's A.J. Brown for you. So,
well, Jordan, we know you're busy. We appreciate you taking the time to check in with us today. We wish you the best of luck in Kansas City. And, man, we're all big XFL fans, and we'll be watching all your teammates back there again next season. And we'll see you in the NFL. Thanks for the time today, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Jordan Ta'amu on Twitter at at JTaamu10.
By the way, guys, his backup plan for career is to join the police force and wants to eventually join the FBI. So that's going to be put on hold for a little bit as he as he tries his hand in the NFL. Such a good dude. I did a story about him. I was watching him in warm-ups. That was the year I worked like 3 Ole Miss games, right, that season, which was great because I got to watch A.J. Brown and those nasty wideouts and Tom at work. But I've noticed him in warm-ups. He had a different handshake with every single player on the entire team. And we're not talking like just a like quick handshake. I mean, they were in-depth, like huge handshakes that he remembered every single one of them. Like his teammates loved him. He's just a sharp kid. So congrats to him going from XFL and getting a chance in the NFL.
He's a 6'3", 200 plus. I mean, he's a quarterback sized guy. So it'll be really interesting to see guys, especially in the NFL, where you can be a dual threat and you can thrive and succeed in that league. So I can't wait to see how he succeeds sitting in Kansas City and learning from Patrick Mahomes. Rumor has it Mark Howard may join us intentionally in about 15 minutes. So stick around for that. More 3HL coming up. First, a words from our friends at Everseal. Everseal is just the coolest product. So the sun literally finally came out at my house today. I looked outside. My neighbors looked out the window. They're doing something. Saw people walking down the street. I looked out the front window of my house earlier. And maybe some of you are starting to think, okay, I've been putting this off, but I got to dig my power washer, you know, out of the garage. I got to get the paintbrushes. Got to go buy the bucket of stain. I got to start working on this deck. I got to start working on, you know, I got to get the sealer for my driveway. Well, guess what? Everseal wants you to have the best looking deck and the best looking driveway and everything outside your home to be in tip top condition. And how about this? 25-year guarantee. They seal it. It looks better than it's ever looked. It's cleaner than it's ever been. You're the envy of all your neighbors, and you give the power washer away or sell it in your next yard sale. Everseal seals those outside surfaces. Literally, like I said, a 25-year manufacturer-backed guarantee. Set you free, right? So call Everseal today, 1-844-EVER-USA. Tell them I sent you, or just go to ever-seal.com and see the magic for yourself. So.